listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Non-stop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team. And postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right. End zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Rob, how you been?
Doing well, man. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. So what was your biggest takeaway from that press conference today with John Harbaugh and Eric DaCosta?
Finally going all in publicly on Lamar Jackson. That seems to be the big sense of anxiety here in Baltimore. What, is the team going to trade him, you know, sign him to a franchise deal to trade him, or going to keep him? You know, my guess from the, you know, from recently is just maybe a franchise deal, just long enough of time to negotiate a deal. But I just can't see Steve Bisciotti. You had two people talking today, and Eric DaCosta and John Harbaugh. And I'm not taking anything away from their authority because I'm a huge Eric DaCosta fan. But the person we need to be concerned about is Steve Bisciotti. And if you know anything about business with Steve Bisciotti, he doesn't let good people go. That's why he is where he is right now. And he knows Lamar Jackson. The generational talent. I don't see Steve Bisciotti let Lamar go.
So here's the thing. They keep on talking about Lamar, obviously, in a positive light. They keep on saying that they want him to be there and they want him to be the guy. But for me, actions speak louder than words. And so far, they haven't been able to get a deal done. What do you think the biggest difference is or the biggest reason is why a deal hasn't gotten done yet?
Lamar. I mean, we keep forgetting. We keep putting this on the Ravens. Let's go back to August. He said when the season begins, he's not negotiating anymore. So what do you want them to do when the line's been drawn in the sand and the person you have to negotiate with won't negotiate? We keep going Ravens. The Ravens tried to do a deal with him. When he's represented himself and he said he's not talking, you can't make him negotiate. I don't understand why all of this is put on the Ravens. You know, a deal like fully guaranteed, with the exception of Deshaun Watson, it's unprecedented. You just don't do that kind of money. It doesn't happen often. You know, Watson did it, Kirk Cousins to a lesser extent. So it's not like it's a normal deal. Something like that needs to be negotiated throughout the season. You can't draw a line in the sand on that. But because he doesn't have representation, he's trying to play quarterback, you understand it from his standpoint. But I think this is more Lamar than it is the Ravens.
Do you think down deep Lamar will eventually get a deal done with the Ravens and he wants to stay in Baltimore, Rob Long?
I think the first thing was done today is, you know, Greg Roman stepping down. That's a problem. I don't think people understand how much of a problem that is. If you look at some of how animated he had become this year, you know, plays getting in late, routes, the route tree guys running in the same area. Lamar became very animatedly frustrated. And I think this is a huge step in the right direction and Greg Roman stepping down. John Harbaugh probably handled it with class. And Greg, you know, we're going to go in a different direction. You're my guy. It's better for you to step down than me to have to fire you. I can imagine that's how it went. There's no way in the world they would have brought Greg Roman back next year.
Do you think this offseason a deal gets done, Rob?
Yes. I think if you ask me to predict, and I have no – there's not a lot of media people that's close to Lamar. You know, he's a good guy when you're there, but, you know, he doesn't have a media contact guy too much. So, but if you ask me to look into the Rob Long crystal ball, I say they franchise him, and the franchise tag is long enough to put pause on, and they sign him to a deal during the franchise tag. I don't think they'll have to franchise him twice.
It does feel, though, like, Rob, if they don't get a long-term deal done this offseason – then you're almost running out of time. And I know that a deal could get done a year from now, but they can't run that risk a franchise tag in him 2 years in a row, and then maybe him just walking and going for a compensatory third pick. It seems like this is the last year for a deal to get done.
I agree with you. That you and I agree on. If they can't do it this year, then Lamar Jackson. I don't think Lamar Jackson ever sees a second franchise tag with the Ravens.
Is there any thought, and I know it's pretty new today, on who could be that next offensive coordinator? Is there any name that's being thrown around there in Baltimore?
No, not a lot of names here in Baltimore. A lot of wishes, but not a lot of names. I would love, you know, someone even suggested, get Bobby Petrino a call, you know, things like that. You know, you want, if you look at Lamar Jackson, how did he get to the NFL? He didn't get to the NFL running that crappy offense of Greg Roman. I know a lot of people are going to say the offense was fine in 2019. That's because no one knew what to do with it. It was brand new. Then when people got film on it, they caught up with it. Lamar Jackson ran a spread offense in college. 3 and 4 wide. Name is running back. You don't know it because he really wasn't that much of a presence. I mean, you know, he threw the football. A lot of his runs were designed pass plays that turned into runs. You know, I don't know why. I don't know where the Ravens get the narrative of they're running the offense for Lamar's offense. That's not the offense that got him in the National Football League. That's not the offense that got him the Heisman Trophy finalists in back-to-back seasons. They need to bring someone in that really knows Lamar and knows how to use Lamar instead of telling him to run. You know, Lamar Jackson is a quarterback. I mean, is he the most efficient quarterback in the National Football League? No. But if you get receivers out there spreading wide, it's one thing to play ball and man in basketball. That's a small court. When you play ball and man in football, then you're in trouble because you're going to lose sight of those wide receivers. And when you're a DB or a linebacker and you're backing up, you got to look at a receiver, but you also got to be mindful of what the quarterback is. It's hard to keep track of those receivers.
So the Ravens today, Rob Long, make it appear that they want Lamar Jackson back. And as we've been discussing, and it's definitely fair to question if Lamar wants to stay there, take the contract out of it. One thing that I still don't get was Lamar's frustration with Marquise Hollywood Brown getting traded. From everything that the Ravens have said, they were honest with Lamar. Marquise Hollywood Brown multiple times requested that trade. I never got that on draft night when Lamar made it seem with the social media post that he was so annoyed and caught off guard with the Marquise Hollywood Brown trade.
Well, I think the annoyed part was why Hollywood Brown wanted to go. Hollywood Brown wanted to go because he said it wasn't an offense that was friendly to receivers. And I think Lamar sensed what I sensed and a lot of other people sensed. If Hollywood Brown, your first-round draft pick, is gone and after having a 1,000-yard season, then what are we going to do in the future when we want to sign free agent wide receivers? You know, do we have to just draft wide receivers or trade for aging wide receivers? That was the frustration. I think the frustration was maybe Hollywood Brown echoed the same sentiments that he had. He's wondering, well, maybe we should get rid of the offensive coordinator and not the wide receiver. I think the frustration was well-placed and legit. You have a receiver that just had 1,000 yards receiving walk away in a situation where he may not even be the number one receiver when D-Hop came back and things just kind of not didn't work his way out in Arizona. He's willing to go there in a pass-friendly offense, wide receiver-friendly offense, than stay here. I think that was the frustration.
I know the offensive coordinator, Rob Long, is going to be big in this, but do you think DaCosta will change that approach and will be willing to go get Lamar a bona fide number one wide receiver this offseason?
The best offensive coordinator the Baltimore Ravens have had in John Harbaugh's era was Greg Kubiak. And it's known that Harbaugh didn't hire him. That was a hire above him. They're going to have to do the same thing here. They're going to have to get John Harbaugh, by nature, offenses, they're conservative. They got to get somebody. If you look at Eric DaCosta's draft picks, Hollywood Brown, you know, he didn't get Mark Andrews, but he got Devin Duvernay. He went out and got Isaiah Likely. He had J.K. Dobbins. These are all perimeter guys. These are fast guys. Yet, you run a 3 yards in the cloud of dust offense that's only dynamic because number 8 is in it. It's not a design dynamic offense. Number 8 makes it dynamic. You got to go out and get an offensive coordinator that can utilize the talent that was drafted. You know, I believe a lot of these skill position guys on offense are out of place. Why isn't Isaiah Likely puts 100 yards receiving a night, the rookie tight end out of Coastal Carolina, but then when you bring Mark Andrews back, he disappears because your offensive coordinator doesn't know how to use multiple weapons. You know, we talk about how bad the receiving core is in Baltimore. Are they bad, or are they not able to be utilized to their proper talents? I think they're not being able to be utilized to their proper talents.
I think a big thing to smooth this over this offseason would be going out there and getting DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, that's not just putting lipstick on a pig.
Yeah.
That changes your entire offense. You get the right offensive coordinator. You bring D-Hop in here. You know, you bring back a healthy Mark Andrews. You're going to love this Isaiah Likely kid. Devin Duvernay comes back healthy. J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards. That's an offense that can keep the defense's head on the swivel. Now all of a sudden Lamar Jackson approaches 4,000 yards passing. Lamar Jackson needs to approach 4,000 yards passing and only 700 or 800 yards rushing. He doesn't need 1,000 yards rushing. You need to have an offense that, and not only that, I haven't seen the Ravens run a rub route. I haven't seen them run that in years. You know, they just, you watch other offenses around the National Football League if you're in Baltimore, and it makes you frustrated to see that they've taken offense back 15 years because there's no innovation, no creativity. It's just, and you've heard guys like Steve Smith calling them out, Kurt Warner, you know, now Steve Young, guys in the Hall of Famers and guys that are great at what they do, calling them out because it's bad.
Rob Long, I know that the way that we talk about things isn't necessarily the way that players think. Do you think at all in Lamar's mind he would be content getting traded and maybe going to the NFC? Just because you look in the AFC, and I know everyone thinks Lamar is sensational and he's won an MVP unanimously, but you got Burrow there for the foreseeable future. You got Allen there for the foreseeable future. You got Mahomes there for the foreseeable future. Herbert and Lawrence, too. Like, the NFC, they're looking for a face in that conference, and Lamar could be the best quarterback if he gets traded to the NFC.
No, that's you talking. Lamar's not worried about leaving the AFC for those reasons. If Lamar wants to leave the Ravens, it has nothing to do with him wanting to go to the NFC because the AFC is crowded. If anything, Lamar Jackson embraces, he's the type of guy that embraces that kind of challenge because he believes he's in that class. Keep in mind, he won an MVP when those guys were playing quarterback.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He won the MVP when those guys were in the league. So, no, that Lamar Jackson's not thinking about getting the hell out of the AFC so he can be the face of the NFC. He wants to be the face of the NFL.
All right, before we let you run, Rob Long, just this weekend around the NFL, let's get some predictions out of you. Who do you like in that Bills-Bengals game?
I love this. Give me the games. You set them up and I knock them down.
All right, fine. Let's start Bills-Bengals. Who do you like in this one?
I like the Bills in that one.
Okay. What about on the
Josh Allen is too much, and he's hot right now.
And that spread, though, I was surprised it was at 5.5.
Yeah. I'm loving it, though. I'm loving it. I take that.
Okay. Let's go to, Saturday night. You're not picking the Jaguars to upset Kansas City, I'm assuming, right?
Oh, no. Patrick Mahomes. you know the AFC wild card is the Patrick Mahomes Invitational. It's like Duke was to the ACC tournament years ago. That's what the AFC playoff picture is. It's the Pat Mahomes Invitational.
And the NFC, we got two juicy games this weekend. Philadelphia and the Giants, and then the Cowboys and the Niners. Where are you going?
I think Philadelphia's going to get upset in the city of brotherly love. The Giants are hot, and Danny Dimes is underrated. I think that Giants defense led by Baltimore's old DC, Wink Martindale, goes to Philadelphia and stages the upset. And I think it's going to be an all-NFC East NFC championship game because I think Dallas defeats the San Francisco Giants. I just find a hard time to believe that Mr. Irrelevant is going to play in the NFC championship game. At some point, reality is going to catch up with him. I think he's going to be a very good quarterback moving forward. But the playoffs are different. And when the Dallas Cowboys come around that edge and come at you, and all of a sudden that clock in your head speeds up, I see Dallas getting the upset in San Fran.
Last thing I'll ask you, Rob Long, since you mentioned Wink Martindale, why don't you think he's a head coach yet in this league? And the other part, why did that relationship end in Baltimore?
Relationship ended in Baltimore because there were guys who were leaving Baltimore as pass rushers that couldn't become pass rushers in Wink Martindale's system. And the Ravens drafted a couple of young pass rushers. They drafted one in Oldway. They drafted another kid out of Michigan this year.
Yeah.
They needed to change that narrative. So they had to get him out of town. When you see former guys leave you and become big-time pass rushers elsewhere, you got to do it. Why is that a head coach? I don't know. If Wink Martindale, the biggest thing I question, I don't interview him, can Wink Martindale run a team? team. Okay, week one, they'll run a defense. I personally, you know, when he interviewed a couple of years ago, I think I told all of Baltimore that was listening, I just think he'll be back. And just from the Wink Martindale, I know is great DC, but I just don't know whether he can run. He can be the CEO of an entire team. I'm not saying he can't, but just I have the same questions that seem to come up in interviews.
Rob Long, we appreciate it. Thanks so much as always.
Anytime.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Nonstop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team and postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right, end zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Nonstop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team and postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right, end zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Nonstop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team and postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right, end zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.